This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. Supreme Court has refused to hear the case against an Arizona law that required FDA dispensing guidelines to be followed in chemical abortions. In a long-standing contradiction between the Federal Food and Drug Administration and abortion providers, RU486 is often dispensed contrary to FDA guidelines. Non-doctors regularly dispense mifepristone outside of FDA directions for administration and gestational development. The link between assisted suicide and the lucrative procurement of transplant organs is getting stronger in Europe. A British doctor trying to specialize in ethics says in an interview that he wants Switzerland, the assisted suicide capital of the world, to develop a national organ donor registry to promote more of what he called a parting gift to humanity. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. In other headlines, doctors in Ontario are now required to either do abortions or knowingly participate in finding a doctor who does them. And a new pro-life measure in the Missouri legislature would permit courts in custody hearings to deny a father's petition for custody if it could be shown a father had attempted to coerce the mother into getting an abortion. At least 40% of abortions are coerced, and 64% of women feel pressure to get abortions. This has been Life News Radio.